Musk hasn't been joking when he's talked about being unsure if there's really an upper limit to the size of the global economy. Over a long enough time frame, there could be 20 billion, 30, 50, 100 billion plus humanoid robots on Earth.
We will be in a future, assuming we are on the good path of AI, I think we will be in a future of abundance. You know, obviously you wrote a book called Abundance. So I think...
By the way, great book, highly recommended. I think it's roughly a decade now. In fact, I'm pretty certain it came out in 2014, maybe 15. Still extremely relevant and highly recommended. Peter is awesome. The book is great.
You would agree that that is probably the outcome. Basically anyone will be able to have any goods and services they want. The actual marginal cost of goods and services will be extremely low in the future.
Our last 4 minutes, let me change the subject to something near and dear to both of our hearts. Congratulations on Starship. It was literally awesome. Probably the engineering feat of this decade, if not more.
Not bad for humans. We did that with no AI was involved in that whatsoever. So I'm glad to say that we all did that entirely with human brains and without AI. I think in the future, the AI might look at that and say, not bad for a bunch of monkeys.
When are we on Mars?
And just to be clear, Musk is not joking here. His point, in the future, and this ties back into Tesla's humanoid robots, AI will eventually match human capabilities, intelligence, thought, cognition, creativity, then far exceed to the point where an AI in the future, artificial superintelligence, with vastly superior intellect, creativity, than all humanity combined, times a million, might look back at what was achieved with the SpaceX booster catch first attempt on the launch tower and go, hey, it's not bad for a bunch of monkeys.